The NFL season is upon us. Just like that. From the combine to free agency to the draft. From OTAs to minicamp to training camp. And from preseason games to today. Every single decision, every single practice, and rep, they all serve to put this team in the best possible position to win come September 7th. It is the culmination of an entire offseason of preparation. 53 men will take everything that they have learned, everything that they have practiced, and put it out there on the field for the world to see. If it were an easy undertaking, anyone could do it. But the men who take that field will do so because they were chosen. Chosen to bring honor to the Chiefs' kingdom. Let the season begin.
Welcome to Chiefs Blueprint. Well, another preseason and another training camp presented by Mosaic Life Care has come to an end. But now it sets up one of the most intense weekends on the National Football League calendar. And that is the cut to the final 53-man roster in preparation for next week's opening weekend against the Tennessee Titans. The Chiefs have big decisions to make, and they continue to look around the rest of the league as they finalize the group that they will take in to the regular season. On this episode, we'll spend time with the Chiefs wide receivers, most notably Donnie Avery, who did make it in 2008 on a roster. And now he's a veteran trying to lead one of the youngest groups in the NFL. Plus, I'll have an exclusive interview with special teams coach Dave Tobe, the best in the National Football League. He has been right there every step of the way with a tight camp kicking battle. Plus, we'll talk about his return and coverage game. They say preseason games matter, but they don't count. But we're going to show you on this episode one of the preseason games that maybe did count. An emphatic statement made by the Kansas City Chiefs in 1967 to show that the AFL belonged on an unforgettable night at Old Municipal Stadium in Kansas City. But first, let's go to the field. And let's go to one of the fastest guys in the league and on the Chiefs team, wide receiver Donnie Avery.
First catch of the day. It's gonna be a great day.
I look at it like as a positive, having a year under my belt. This year, you know what to expect, so you know, okay, once you push through it, take every play one step at a time, and then eventually it'll happen on its own. So it was just, you know, trying to get better every play, not worry about how long we're out there, how many days of pads we have. It was just, you know, just having the right mindset this year.
There you go, Frankie. I see you, Wes. Wes loose. Fred loose.
I think, you know, those are smart guys. Those are athletic guys, and they're really quiet, but they're very observant. And they know, you know, in our group, the only person that's going to talk is Bo.
Hey, we out here. Hey, let's go out here, focus on the ball, man. Concentration. Go out here and make plays, man. That's all, man. Make plays on three. One, two, three. Okay.
We all lead by example, so we show them the way by doing it, and they just follow. So those guys, they're going to be a key to our success this year. You know Coach Cully, he likes to talk.
That's pretty good.
Right. That's real good.
Yes, sir. Right. Donnie said that's real good. Donnie, you out in front right here.
Yes, sir.
Donnie, tighten it up in there. Ready? Go. Keep him there. Come on back.
We just got to just listen, and sometimes you got to just pick certain things you want to get from what he's talking about, because sometimes he'll veer off from what he's talking about. But at the end of the day, he knows what he's doing. He got a good track record, You know, as a receiving group, we got one of the best coaches at that position.
Slide.
We want to bring a lot of aggressiveness to the table. You know, as receivers, we're known for, you know, running routes and pass catching. But at the same time, we want to go down the field, get the safeties. We want to be more physical in the run game and just be aggressive when it comes down to making the big plays.
Here we go. Yes, sir.
It's all about position bonding. So, you know, we take it 1 week at a time. So we get together, talk about the DBs, we go over their strengths and weaknesses. We put the guys in positions to make plays and try to eliminate our weaknesses on that opponent.
Woo! Michael Jackson. Who's that? Are you okay, Annie? Hey, Michael Jackson came on. Got to show him who's that.
You know, I always like music. You know, I'm at home in the morning time, I listen to gospel. Evening after practice, I like to wind down, listen to reggae. They got a new band out, too, called The Magic. What is this song? Why You Gotta Be So Rude?
You listen to a band called Magic? No. It's called the song,
Why You Gotta Be So Rude?
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. Yeah. New album, Off the Chain.
Really?
That's what I've been jamming for the past 2 weeks. Yeah.
Sounds like Hawaii.
Yeah. The whole album's like a reggae feel.
I listen to that. So music, that's, you know, if I got to listen to music before practice, and I just go, just, you know, just it gets you going, you know.
I can hear you calling in the air tonight. Oh Lord.
Chiefs Blueprint is brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. And by the Chiefs Tailgate Party, presented by Bud Light. Get your tickets today at primesport.com/Chiefs. Coming up on Chiefs Blueprint.
We were close a lot of times during this preseason. We feel like we're just on the verge of some good things. And I like our group, and I think we got exciting times ahead.
Welcome back to Chiefs Blueprint. Last year, Kansas City won 11 games. They were the big surprise of the National Football League, and one of the biggest reasons was its special teams. Not just kicking and punting, but covering and returning kicks. So what does Dave Tobe have planned for an encore in 2014?
Anthony Thomas is back to take this punt and looks up and takes it, and now he gets hit immediately but spins off the head and goes to the right side. Look. Here goes Depp, 35-yard line, 40, at midfield. He needs a block. He gets it from Ford. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Where's Depp? He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City, 79-yard fearless punt return by the rookie from Oregon.
Let me ask you about the return game and the coverage game. I've never seen a team last year flip the field every week like you did. Let's talk about the coverage game, first of all. Where do you think you're at as a team as you come out of the preseason?
I think we're close. You know, I think, you know, it's a good thing we have another week left to practice, you know, because there's always things to work on. And, you know, we know who our guys are now, which is good. We'll be able to get those guys reps during practice, and we're not trying to work in other guys at this time. And then we'll hit the ground running. We were close a lot of times during this preseason, you know, and we feel like, you know, we're just on the verge of some good things. And I like our group, and I think, you know, we've got exciting times ahead.
I want to ask you about the return game, because you've looked at different guys there. Nile back there, you've got a guy that's really been a kind of a starter during the preseason, really, with Jamal's situation, and yet you've kept him back there. What about Nile and then DeAnthony Thomas, even your younger guys?
I really like Nile. I mean, I think Nile brings a lot to the table as far as what we do in our return game. We're a downhill point of attack. This is where we're going with the ball, and he does it. You know, he comes out the other end. You know, and he really shows that in practice. He showed it last year with the big returns that he had. and he's really improved on his catching. So we're excited about him in the season upcoming. DeAnthony, what he brings to the table is the ability to make the first person miss. You know, he's a really outstanding punt returner. I mean, off the charts. I believe he's going to be one of the best. But as far as the kick return, he also gives you that change of gear. You know, you can kind of use him in counters. You can use him in sweeps and stuff like that. It's a different kind of element. You know, and there might be times when we put them both back there and kind of trying to fool with the kickoff team a little bit and who's getting the ball and who's not.
I want to ask you about tipping the scale in a game or games, because I've given the analogy that you are the Virginia Tech of the NFL or the Kansas State of the NFL. I mean, those are the two main college programs that win games because of their special teams. What about being that tipping point to decide from a good season to a great season?
Well, it's an honor that you say that, because those two teams are really, I mean, they do a good job on special teams, and to be mentioned in that kind of a light is nice, but it's important. I mean, that's one of the things that we talk about all the time in the room. You know, we talk about being the factor, being the group that creates a spark for our offense or defense. You know, sometimes you get lulls in games, and all of a sudden you get a big kick return, and all of a sudden the whole sideline picks up, and you could feel that, and we want to be that group. You know, we want to be the spark that creates a spark for our team. We also want to create field position, whether it be a long kick return for our offense or pinning them down inside the five, you know, with a great punt from Colquitt. So, that's what we take pride in.
Final question, Dave, and I'm fascinated by your ability to judge talent, because you just seem to work at it all the time. All right, now we're charting the course with the 53-man roster, but when you have to be on the table and say, I really want this guy, what about the discussions you have to make your case to get one or two of your players on a team?
They hear about it all the time. And that's one thing about me. You're going to know exactly how I feel about a guy. If I love you, you're going to know it. If I don't like you, you're going to know that too. So, the scouts, Andy, the whole staff, we talk about it every night. We talk about every player, and individually how they did that day. So, there's no secrets. There's no blind things. We're not going to get blindsided by who we keep, who we don't keep. Everybody knows up front, how everybody feels. At the end of the day, whoever we keep, it's one thing that we're all on the same page and we're all in this thing together, and it's for the Kansas City Chiefs to win, and that's why we do what we do.
When we return,
the ball out of the 20, and they break it. He's going.
One of those games where, every time Lenny went back to throw a pass, I mean, it was a touchdown.
We put 66 points on the board.
Welcome back to Chiefs Blueprint. The Kansas City Chiefs had just lost Super Bowl I to the Green Bay Packers 35-10. The old American Football League was struggling to find respect from the older National Football League. That respect came on a warm August night at Old Municipal Stadium in Kansas City in a preseason game that really seemed to count, because the Chiefs mauled the Chicago Bears, putting 66 points on the board. Now, this is one of the most requested episodes of our Chiefs Kingdom series that 65 TPT has ever had. So we want to take you back to that night and part of an episode that we'll re-air this season.
By the fall of 1966, the landscape of professional football had seen a seismic shift. The two leagues were becoming one. And the war that had sent the Texans to Kansas City was about to reach its pinnacle.
This match between the champs of the two leagues came about much sooner than anyone expected, but is here and is here to stay, and it's always the first one that seems to be the most remembered.
In the media and among most fans, there was a general belief that the AFL was inferior in terms of the coaching, the quality of the quarterbacks, the level of competition.
Everything around Super Bowl I was so hyped. Basically, everybody was telling the Green Bay Packers, you don't win this game in a blowout, it says something about you.
Obviously, Hank, who was fairly thin-skinned to begin with, took that personally, as you would expect any proud coach to do.
And of course, that game was very close at halftime.
They had more yards gained, more first downs in the first half.
There was a real sense of, the great Green Bay Packers, who had built this true dynasty, suddenly it all collapsing.
And then it all falls apart with the Dawson interception in the third quarter.
Lenny takes the snap, back to throw, going deeper in the pocket. He is right, throws a wobbler, and it's going to be intercepted.
And then word comes from one locker room to another that Lombardi, when pressed, has said no, that the Chiefs aren't the best team he'd seen.
I think the Kansas City team is a real top football team, and it doesn't compare with the National Football League teams. That's what you want me to say, I said it.
Well, that was not very complimentary, and I know that Hank did not like that in the least.
The aftermath of that really fueled the Chiefs.
The place that I recognize the seriousness of the Chiefs and the Green Bay loss in Super Bowl I occurred in my rookie year when we played Chicago Bears in Kansas City.
It was the first NFL team that we played after losing Super Bowl I to the Green Bay Packers, and it was still gnawing at us.
Every AFL, NFL exhibition game at that time was just like another Super Bowl. They didn't want to lose to us little guys. We wanted to prove ourselves.
Hank, I believe, had shown the film or some excerpts from the Super Bowl, had discussed and talked about it, I believe, that week prior to the Chicago Bear game.
Hank wasn't about to lose another game to the NFL, I don't think so. And, of course, the old stadium in Kansas City is packed. And the Bears score first, march down the field, kick a field goal.
To the 10, he runs the ball out of the 20, and they break it! He's going!
One of those games where, you know, every time Lenny went back to throw a pass, I mean, it was a touchdown.
We put 66 points on the board.
The final score is 66-24.
I think it was Fred Arbanis was on the sideline. He said, let's put 100 points on the board against these people.
On the end-around play, the 40, at the 35, at the 30.
I thought, gosh, what's going on here? Only, you know, I'd always heard about Chicago Bears, how big and tough and rough they are. You know, there was Mike Dickey on the end, you know, supposed to be the meanest son of a gun around.
In the backfield, Lenny takes the run, Dawson back to throw in the 40. He's throwing deep, Taylor's right.
This is an exhibition game. I know it didn't mean much, but... heck, we wanted to show them what we had, and they, you know, we did.
That was the intensity between the NFL and the AFL in those days, and what it meant to us.
Sort of their revenge game against the NFL after an offseason of being laughed at.
It was as outstanding a performance I've ever seen, and I'm sure it really was one of making a statement. There was quality here, and that quality was going to have to be reckoned with at some point.
Thank you for joining us in this inaugural season of Chiefs Blueprint. Now it's time to switch gears as the Chiefs now prepare for the regular season with the crosshairs set on the Tennessee Titans as they'll visit Arrowhead Stadium to open the 2014 year. And you can follow us every week on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider or the award-winning Chiefs Kingdom Show. Just make sure to check your local listings because week by week, we'll bring you everything you need to know to follow your favorite team.
Chiefs Blueprint is brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. And by the Chiefs Tailgate Party, presented by Bud Light. Get your tickets today at primesport.com/chiefs.